We went to the movies recently.
Which is an unusual thing for you to do.
Okay, maybe yep. not. But maybe right. not. So you saw Pride. But, well, I do in a generic sense,
Pride,
but not in the movie.
Gay rights, striking miners, unions, Bill Nye, Welsh choir, that's it kind of thing.
It's one of those gems of a movie that the British turn out so well. Think Last Monty.
That'll be for Full Monty.
The Full Monty. I think The Full
Last Monty.
Monty
would be a very different movie.
That's very true.
But The Full Monty was good, yes.
Yes, yeah. So I'm thinking of the day they broke the bank at Monte Carlo. Anyway, it's set during the miners' strike under Thatcher. That's 1984 to 85. 84 to 85.
She was, yeah.
Yeah. And it's a wonderful little story. Basically, this group of gays and lesbians have a brainwave and decide that they're going to raise funds for the miners because they're seeing the miners being oppressed by the police and breaking picket lines.
So they are.
So, solidarity. So they go out collecting funds for the miners. The union doesn't really want to know about it.
So they decide,
we'll go direct. They get an atlas.
Randomly picked a
Welsh town that's in the coal mining area and say, we will go there and give the money to the miners. Yeah. And it's a comedy of manners and the relationship between these two different worlds colliding to very funny effect. And it really is a very beautiful and stirring film. There's one moment where a woman just starts singing in the middle of a community room. And an absolutely glorious voice singing Bread and Roses. Mm. It brought tears to the eyes.
It did, actually. Fabulous music. And that was Bronwyn Lewis, who was apparently in the British Voice and didn't get very far, but fabulous voice.
Yes. And ironically enough, the producers of the film saw her in that and said, she's the one, we must have her for the soundtrack. And it turns out she actually comes from one of these villages nearby.
Yes.
So her parents actually met the people from the Gay and Lesbian Miners Support Group.
What's it? LGSM. Lesbians and Gays Support the Miners.
Yes. Yes.
Did you feel happy when you left?
Yes.
Yeah,
it's fabulous. It ends on fabulous Billy Bragg song, Power of the Unions.
Yes.
Yep. It has fabulous music.
It's saying it has a happy ending. Is that a spoiler?
It has a mostly happy ending. There's a tiny little bit where you kind of go, but mostly it's really very happy.
Okay, yeah. I'm going to see this film.
Wonderful performances from that great range of British actors.
This just sounds cool.
It's really cool. And what's really interesting is there are lots of background scenes, little pieces that you realise after you've watched the film, and there's that. And there are lots of things in context that are in the background rather than being full on. But they help fill out the whole story of the gay movement. Of course, this was the time AIDS was becoming big.
Yep.
The story of the Conservatives crushing the power of the unions. The question of support of small villages. And there are all these things in the background. So it's not a docudrama where they give you all the facts up front. But they just tell a really good story.
Mm.
With really interesting characters. They're just wonderful.
They are. And it's a really good ensemble cast. Not a lot of big names. I mean, it has Imelda Staunton, Ben Nye. But the main actor is Ben Schnetzer, who is... He's from New York, but you wouldn't know it. He decided in 2010 that he wanted to give acting a proper go. So he moved to London to study acting, which just makes him fabulous as far as I'm concerned. So it's him and a whole range of interesting young British actors. Older British actors. Yes.
And some very flamboyant ones as well.
Yes. And Dominic West, who basically spent 5 years being incredibly unpleasant in The Wire, but is such a good actor. And so he has a wonderful time dancing around, luckily.
Well, if only Caitlin was here, we could organise to go tonight.
And this is true.
But no, I'm going to go. I honestly think this sounds like a
It won the Queer Palm at Cannes as well. So it's well worth it. It's fabulous.